Hello and welcome back for another As It Is program. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We are here each day to help you learn American English. At the same time, we tell you about important events in the world, and we do it in a way that is easy to understand. Today, we have two stories for you. First, there is something new in the sky. India has sent a visitor to Mars, often called the Red Planet. We will have details in just a moment. Then, something a little more down to earth. There is a new computer program, an app, that can be of great help to people who are blind. So, if you're ready, let's get started with part one. India has won the Asian Race to Mars. India successfully placed a spacecraft into orbit of the Red Planet early Wednesday. The spaceship traveled hundreds of millions of kilometers from Earth over a 10-month period. The Mars Orbiter spacecraft will take pictures of the Martian surface. It will also attempt to identify the amount of methane in the planet's atmosphere. Anna Mateo has more.
Scientists have been following the flight from the command center of the Indian Space Research Organization in Bangalore. Officials have named the spaceship Mangalyaan, which means Mars craft in the Hindi language. The scientists cheered and shook hands as the spacecraft entered into the orbit of Mars. Before that, they watched for a tense hour as Mangalyaan changed direction and fired its engines for about 24 minutes. The action helped the spacecraft slow down to enter into orbit. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated his country on the successful flight.
History has been created today. We have dared to reach out into the unknown and have achieved the near impossible.
Pavala Bagla spoke with VOA's Victor Beatty from the command center in Bangalore. Mr. Bagla wrote the book Reaching for the Stars, India's Journey to Mars and Beyond. He noted India's success in placing a spacecraft into the orbit of Mars on its first attempt.
Russia and America both failed in their maiden attempts. So this is a glorious moment for India, and India has done it in the very first attempt. It really shows India's great technological prowess.
Can you tell me what you thought the chances were of a successful orbiting of Mars?
If you look at the success rate of missions to Mars, there have been till date 51 missions to Mars, and more than half have failed. So the possibility of India's Mars Orbiter mission or Mangalyaan succeeding was less than the flip of a coin. And that India managed to do it in its first attempt really shows the hard work and confidence which the Indian Space Agency had in its own program.
Mr. Bagla says the main geopolitical goal of this mission was to be the first in India's Asian space race with China. He adds that the Indian space program has yet to set a date for sending men into space. Mr. Bagla noted that the success comes just days before Prime Minister Modi's first state visit to Washington, D.C. He says Mr. Modi can bring with him a message that India is a nation that now possesses high technology. I'm Anna Mateo.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA, Washington. A new computer program is being praised as a life-changer for blind people. The new program is known as the KNFB Reader app. It can help users listen to an audio readback, that is, the sound of printed material. Our technology reporter, Jonathan Evans, has more.
Blind people say the KNFB Reader app will make life much easier. They say it will help with everything from reading restaurant menus to studying papers in the classroom. The application software program cost $99. It is the product of a long relationship between the National Federation of the Blind and Ray Kurzweil. He is a computer scientist and an employee of Google, which specializes in internet-related services. The Google website says the technical development of the app resulted from the work of KNFB Reading Technology Incorporated and Sensotech NV, a company in Belgium. Ray Kurzweil demonstrated the app at the National Federation of the Blind's yearly meeting in June. The KNFB Reader makes use of new pattern recognition and image processing technology and new hardware for smartphones. People using the app can adjust or change the position of the camera and read printed materials out loud. Users say the app has given some people greater independence. The Reuters news service says they made the comments on social media sites, such as Twitter. One user, named Gordon Luke, reported that he was able to use the app to read his voting card for the recent referendum in Scotland. Ray Kurzweil told Reuters that the app will be available for Android mobile devices in the coming months. He said he may also build a version of the app for Google Glass. Google Glass is a small computer screen that can be connected to eyeglasses. It is able to take photographs, record video, and play sound. Ray Kurzweil added that Google Glass makes sense because you direct the camera with your head. Mr. Kurzweil started working on what he called reading machines in the early 1970s. The idea came after speaking with a blind person who expressed frustration with the lack of technology to assist blind people. Mr. Kurzweil's first reading machine was the size of a washing machine. It cost $50,000. The technology has continued to improve over the past 20 years. The new smartphone app can recognize and take printed material in one language and change it to another language. But it was not available on a mobile device until now. In the past, it cost more than $1,000 to use the software app with a camera and a mobile phone. The release of the KNFB Reader app comes at a time when the technology industry is facing criticism. Critics say the industry is too concerned about making software programs for sharing photos and video games. In San Francisco, activists have blocked buses operated by companies such as Google and Apple. They also have protested near the homes of some technology company executives. They say these business leaders are increasing the cost of living and not doing enough to help fix the problems of San Francisco. Brian Bashan leads the nonprofit group Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco. He is also blind. He says the KNFB app shows the positive impact that technology can have. He says there are times in his life when he wishes the KNFB app were available to him. He adds that the ability to gain information quickly with something that fits in your pocket at a fast speed will be what he calls a game changer. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA, the Voice of America.